This is TWiT.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jason Howell, and I am here to review a phone that I've been waiting to review for the past month. It's the Galaxy S6 by Samsung. I gotta say, I'm super impressed by this phone. I've had a lot of fun playing around with it. It starts with 32 gigs of storage inside for around $765 unlocked. That's the unlocked price on Amazon. It goes all the way up to 128 gigs for $1,285 unlocked on Amazon. So take it for what it's worth. You can find different pricing all over the internet, as well as deals through your carriers if you sign up for a contract. So let's take a look at the specs of the Galaxy S6. This is not the Edge. This is the straightforward S6 design. It's got a 5.1 inch QHD display. That's 2560 by 1440 resolution. It's powered by an Exynos octa-core processor that Samsung makes, 3 gigs of RAM. Then, like I said, 32, 64, and 128 gigabyte storage options internally. You've got 16 megapixel rear-facing camera on the back, and then you have a 5 megapixel front-facing camera for your selfies. A 2550 milliamp hour battery underneath that's non-removable. The S5 was a 2800 milliamp hour battery, so it's kind of a reduction in capacity for battery here. And it is running 5.0.2 Lollipop out of the box. First, let's take a look at the design, which is absolutely one of the killer features of the Samsung Galaxy S6. They made some changes from the previous iteration, and I think they've all been for the best here. It's a super narrow, thin device, pretty light, nice rounded aluminum edges along the sides. Both the front and the back are glass, so you're going to need to be a little careful handling the device because it can break on both sides now, so beware of that. Down at the bottom here, you have the home button, which I've never been a huge fan of, but now it acts as a fingerprint sensor. So literally, you just tap your finger on the home button and hold it there for a split second. It'll recognize your fingerprint and pass you through to the home screen. And it works really well. I love this. It's going to be hard for me to not have it on my own phone. On the back, you have the heart rate monitor, which is kind of a feature that Samsung's been adding. Yeah, I could give or take on that one. There's an IR blaster up top if you want to use your phone as a remote control for some of your devices at home. Samsung Pay is a part of the Galaxy S6. That's was once known as Loop Pay. It was an acquisition not too long ago to enable contactless payments at stores, and its compatibility is kind of crazy. It's using magnets to talk to the registers, but that has not actually been activated software side. So once that is activated sometime in the coming months, this phone will be compatible with that. So that'll be a feature then. The battery, of course, is non-removable. It's stuck in there. It's the first Galaxy line phone where the battery doesn't pop out. And also there's no micro SD for storage expansion. So they had to kind of cut those in order to get this new striking design. Personally, I like those changes, but true fans of those features are going to be a little disappointed. Now, as for the display, I think, once again, the display is just, it's top notch. It's gorgeous. Colors are vibrant. Everything's super sharp. This is a QHD display. So, it's even more resolution than your 1080p display. For a 5.1-inch device, I'm personally not convinced that that's necessary. Yes, things look amazing. But that comes at the cost of your battery, which I'm going to talk about here in a second. Personally, I just feel like QHD is kind of overkill for this particular form factor. And I think they would have done better with just sticking to 1080p and giving you more of that battery life as a result. So speaking of battery, I would say battery is one of the downsides of this device. It's actually a smaller capacity battery than was on the S5. And I don't know. It's just kind of mediocre performance. I definitely had to charge up throughout the day, hoping that I get through to the end, and it didn't happen pretty regularly. I will say on the plus side, though, that quick charging is on board here. So if you have a quick charger, it's going to charge your phone super fast. I think it's somewhere around like 6 hours per 15 minutes. So if you do have to top it off throughout the day, it doesn't take very long to do that. It also supports Qi and PMA wireless charging. So keep that in mind. Now, as for the cameras, you've got the front-facing camera and the rear-facing camera. Without a doubt, this is the phone that you get if taking pictures with your phone is the most important thing to you. I don't think that you can get much better. Just to kind of show you here, if we double tap the home button, takes you right to the camera app. And the volume rocker on the side actually, here, let's see here. Oh, there I am. Actually acts as a shutter. Hi. Yeah, it takes it. So you can use your volume button to take the pictures, which is kind of a nice feature. I actually really like the camera software here. Samsung's refined it a lot and to add a lot, you know, to make things just a little bit easier to find inside. But as far that's as far as the software is concerned. As far as the performance of the camera itself, it's excellent in low life. Both the front and back cameras are the same in that they have 1.9 f-stop lens. They just have different megapixel capacities there. That basically means that it lets in more light. And without a doubt, this is the best camera that I've used on an Android device. And a lot of people are comparing it to the iPhone as far as, you know, side by side, the pictures are as good as each other. So very cool stuff. It's super fast to snap. We'll go ahead and take it. And I mean, it responds really, really quickly. There's also some extra features like slow motion, auto high dynamic range, panoramic. There's a pro mode that allows you to kind of dial in and get a little bit more specific as far as how you take your pictures. That's also really nice for macro shots. And the front facing camera, I will say, kind of feels a little like it's a wide angle lens, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. If your face ends up on the edges, it kind of stretches out a little bit, but I think, your mileage may vary as far as that's concerned. I don't feel like it really affected the quality of my images that much. Overall, best camera you can find on an Android device right now, and I can say that without a doubt. As for performance of the device, as I said earlier, Samsung is using its own Exynos processor inside the Galaxy S6. Bypassing the Snapdragon 810, which was what they were going to go with initially. They said they had problems with heat, but I think it kind of works out in Samsung's favor that they're using their own processor here. And I think it's a pretty good switch for them. And I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more of this. Found everything to be pretty speedy. Browsing was fast, save for a few hiccups when I did my Verge test when it was first loading. But once everything loaded in, everything was super smooth. Gaming was smooth as well. Real Racing 3 is my current favorite to test out gaming performance, and everything moved without a hiccup. TouchWiz in general, about as smooth as I've experienced, but that's, you know, with the asterisk involved, that is that TouchWiz kind of tends to slow some things down at times. For example, going to the side screen, there's the flipboard screen that sometimes takes a while to snap into place. Right now it looks like it's doing all right, but overall, I would say I encountered a few handoff issues between Wi-Fi and mobile networks if I was moving from one location to another where it wouldn't automatically connect to Wi-Fi and I wasn't quite sure. I had to turn it off, turn it back on again for that to happen. So that was a little frustrating, but you know, that could have been the wireless access point more than the phone. It was very hard for me to determine that. Now, speaking of software, this is TouchWiz, and Samsung has definitely kind of gone in and brought TouchWiz a little bit further forward to kind of match some of Lollipop's design choices. I wouldn't say it's definitely, you know, totally looking like a Lollipop device, though. Samsung really kind of sticks to their vision of what Android OS should look like, and that's more in line with, you know, their kind of design choices as opposed to what's been chosen for the platform in general. I am a fan of the camera software. I thought the camera software was great. There's a theme store that you can access in the settings if you want to, you know, totally apply a new theme to your device, and there's a bunch of free options in there as well as paid. You have some motion gestures that are kind of included. For one example, I can move my hand over the top and it'll take a snapshot. Not necessary, but kind of neat. Also, if you have a contact showing on the screen and you pick the phone up and put it to your ear, it'll automatically call that contact. Little things like that that I suppose could be kind of handy. There's a split screen mode, so if you hold down your multitasking button, it will pop up two different apps on both sides of the screen. It can help for multitasking there. And there is a wake up command that only works with S Voice. It doesn't work with Google Now. So if you wake up the screen from off, it will do a search using S-Voice, and you might not want to use Samsung's S-Voice, so that's kind of a bummer. Fingerprint implementation is bang on. It works almost without a hitch every time, takes you right through, and I just found it super handy, in particular with LastPass for managing my passwords. Instead of having to type in my long master password, I just put my fingerprint on there, and it would automatically do it for me. It's a game changer, and I'm going to be really sad to not have that feature. And pre-installed software, just so you know, takes up around 9 gigs of space on here, and you can't uninstall it. You can only hide it. So keep that in mind. Maybe you want to get a higher capacity version of this phone when you get it. All right, so let's take a look at the pros and the cons of the Galaxy S6. First, the pros. The camera is fantastic, best camera on an Android phone right now. The display is super sharp, very vivid, and fully detailed, maybe to a fault, which I'll talk about in a second. The design is, I think, is just a striking design. It's super comfy, and it feels good holding this phone in your hand. And then the fingerprint sensor. Man, I'm going to be really bummed to not have a fingerprint sensor on my Nexus 6 when I go back to it. As far as the cons, the battery performance, I really wish they would have maybe gone with a lower res display or tweaked battery or, you know, higher capacity, because it doesn't perform as well as it should. TouchWiz is better than it has been, but that's not saying a whole lot. Some of the software feels kind of unnecessary. And then the non-removable battery and lack of micro SD card slot is going to bum out fans of previous versions of this device that have relied on those features. But overall, I would have to say, without a doubt, buy on this. It's a little expensive, obviously. It's a premium line device, but you are going to get what you pay for. The Samsung Galaxy S6 is a phenomenal phone, and it's one of my favorites of the year right now. And I don't know, I'm pretty bummed that I have to send this back. My name is Jason Howell. You can catch my reviews on All About Android, and of course on Before You Buy here. And thanks for watching my review of the Samsung Galaxy S6.